It's a gorgeous day around the region with high pressure building in. And that being said, at the same time, we've got an upper level disturbance and its associated cold pool of air aloft working through the region and moving off to the north and east. Because of that, we'll see a few extra clouds and perhaps an isolated shower, especially over the higher terrain this afternoon, with what will otherwise be a mainly sunny and very pleasant day. Talking top 10 summer day quality with low dew points and highs in the mid and upper 70s if you take out that very slight chance of a shower. With clear skies and calm winds overnight, it'll be another very cool and comfortable one with lows in the 40s and 50s and negligible humidity. A sprawling area of high pressure then moves in and takes control of our weather right into the middle of the weekend. That high will be parked overhead for Friday and much of Saturday before it starts to slide east heading into Sunday. This will bring sunny skies Friday for the start of the Saratoga track season and highs in the mid-70s to low 80s. Friday night will be another cool one with clear skies and lows in the 40s and 50s again. Highs on Saturday will be in the upper 70s to mid-80s with more sunshine and a light breeze. With the high sliding off the coast Sunday, the return flow on the backside of the high will shift the winds into the south and southwest and begin to push some warmer, more humid air back into the region. And with this, there'll be the chance for some pop-up scattered afternoon showers and thunderstorms each day, starting with Sunday and continuing through midweek when a cold front will approach from the northwest, bringing with it a better chance of showers and storms Wednesday and Thursday. High temperatures will climb each day as well, moving into the middle and upper 80s Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says there's a slight risk of severe thunderstorms over portions of central and western Texas. The convective scenario today is messy, with the focus being subtle and unclear south of an outflow boundary and warm front. Northern portions of the severe outlook have been carved away due to substantial stabilization from overnight activity and improbability of enough recovery today to support organized severe threat in the areas near the Red River. Otherwise, widely scattered to scattered thunderstorms and clusters are possible through late evening, some of which may produce damaging winds and large hail. Tornado risk is very conditional on mesobeta and storm scale processes, and localized boundary influence is yet to take shape. Over the past 24 hours, the lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 120 on Wednesday at Death Valley, California, to a low Thursday of 32 degrees at Spinach Lake, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, sunny with a high in the low 80s and a west wind around 5 miles an hour. In Boston, mostly sunny with a high near 80 and a north wind around 6 miles an hour becoming southeast. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny with a high in the low 70s and a southwest wind from 10 to 15 miles an hour. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 83 degrees with a record of 99 set in 1900. Normal minimum temperature is 62 degrees with a record of 45 set in 1974. Sunrise and sunset data for today, July the 17th, sunrise 5:32 a.m., sunset 8:30 p.m. For tomorrow, July the 18th, sunrise at 5:33 a.m. and sunset at 8:29 p.m. Here's the latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. For the rest of today, partly to mostly sunny, a slight chance of showers this afternoon, highs in the upper 70s. Tonight, clear, patchy fog after midnight, lows in the upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, for the rest of today, it'll be partly sunny with highs in the lower 80s. Tonight, clear with areas of fog after midnight, lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown. For the rest of today, partly sunny, a very slight chance of showers this afternoon, highs in the upper 70s. Tonight, clear, patchy fog after midnight, lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Deconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington. For the rest of today, partly sunny with highs in the upper 70s. Tonight, mostly clear, areas of fog after midnight, lows in the lower 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, for the rest of today, partly to mostly sunny, highs in the upper 70s. Tonight, clear, patchy fog after midnight, lows in the lower 50s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Friday, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 70s and low 80s. Saturday, sun, a few clouds, temperatures in the upper 70s and low 80s. Sunday, partly to mostly sunny with a chance of pop-up afternoon showers and storms, temperatures in the upper 70s and low 80s. Same for Monday with highs in the low to mid 80s, and Tuesday with highs in the mid and upper 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Catarina.